Hi, this is Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. As a commentator and the host of this very podcast, Bill Littlefield sometimes hears from listeners who feel that athletes should stick to playing their games and that commentators and hosts should stick to talking about those games. This week, he has those listeners in mind.
Let games be games and nothing more. Some feel that way, I guess. Let in the issues of the day, and goodness, what a mess. Our heroes run and throw and catch. We needn't ask for more. Their purpose is to entertain, nor should they burden our excited fans with what they think, assuming that they do. For theirs is but to do their jobs. If you think that is true, are you inclined to also think that plumbers should shut up and only fix our leaking sinks? And where you like to sup, should waiters only wait in silence? What about the cook? Is she entitled to a word, or should she only look as if it's plenty to prepare a meal that you'll enjoy? And what about the roofer and the doctor and the boy who throws the paper on your lawn, assuming you're the one who still receives a paper, as so many once had done? Should folks who sell insurance have opinions that transcend the numbers that they calculate, or should they just pretend that since their game's insurance, they are not supposed to think about outrages likely now to lead us to the brink of outcomes most deplorable, if that's the way they feel? A touchdown is a touchdown. Should a player, like a seal trained merely to be entertaining, merely to delight, refrain from air expressing an opinion that just might put off a fan or fans or sponsors? Yikes, perhaps they should, at least if they regard the bottom line as all that's good. But if the players and the plumbers and the cooks as well, the chiropractors and the vets and all the folks who sell the shoes and shirts and skirts and coats and carrots that we buy, and those who drive the taxis and the planes in which we fly, the window washers, actors and photographers and such, the teachers, not the crabby ones, the ones we like so much, I don't think you'd be telling all of them they should be quiet, and if you are, then I, for one, am not about to buy it. No wall divides what people think from what they do for work. To argue otherwise would be exceedingly berserk. If some are wise and some are not, that's not exactly news. Agree or vocally oppose. You're free, pal. You can choose. So athletes, like the others, should be free to speak. It's true. And so should writers, commentators, hosts. And so should you.
Coming up on this weekend's show, Bill has the story of climber Paul Pritchard, who was gravely injured on an ascent of the totem pole, a sea stack in Tasmania. 18 years later, despite a lingering brain injury and paralysis, he returned to finish what he started. That, plus we'll meet the ball boy who stole the show at a recent UNC game. And don't forget to find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.